This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The White House has confirmed U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to the Hawaiian island of Maui Monday to meet with first responders, survivors, and federal, state, and local officials on the devastating wildfires that have killed at least 110 people there over the last week. Meanwhile, Hawaii's Governor Josh Green has vowed to protect local landowners from being victimized by opportunistic buyers when Maui rebuilds from the deadly wildfires that incinerated the historic island community of Lahaina. Some local landowners have expressed fears that as the town is rebuilt, it could become more oriented towards wealthy visitors. At a news conference Wednesday, Green said he's asked the state's attorney general to initiate a moratorium on land transactions and urge potential buyers to leave the area's landowners alone.
What it means is people are right now traumatized. Please don't approach them with an offer to buy land. Please don't approach their families to tell them that they're going to be better off if they make a deal, because we're not going to allow it. And then between myself and I'm sure the mayor, we're not going to allow people to get permits.
The Ukrainian military Thursday claimed more success in its counteroffensive against Russian forces on the southeastern front, a day after announcing the liberation of a village that had served as a Russian strong point. Reporting from Warsaw, Poland, correspondent Lisa Bakalets gave details to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program.
Steve, yesterday Ukraine army liberated the village Rozhaina in Donetsk region, and today the army advances to the south of the village. This was confirmed by the spokesman of the general staff, Andriy Kovalyov, at the daily briefing. The general staff also notes that the defense force of Ukraine continued to conduct an offensive operation in the Bakhmut direction of the Donetsk region, as well as in the Melitopol and Berdyansk directions in the Zaporizhia region.